Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Good morning. This program is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries, Post Office Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. I'm your host today, Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. As always, I want to thank by starting you, our listeners. We're so grateful for your encouragement and support. Please remember that you can always visit our website for materials to encourage and support you in your Christian walk. If you miss an episode of the show, you can go to our website and download the podcast or MP3 of our broadcast. Details can be found on the website. Today, I especially want to thank the sponsors of today's show, Clifford and Alice Miller. Thank you, Clifford and Alice, for your support and for allowing us to continue on with this ministry of bringing the gospel to the airwaves and to the internet. Today, I'm going to be taking on a different tack than usual, because today I'm going to be remembering a good friend who passed away recently and reflecting on how her life reflects the truth of Scripture and the truth of God's promises to us. And so I hope you'll bear with me in this somewhat sentimental time, but it's also a time of really great testimony from the life of a good friend. So the Scripture today is taken from Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. So I'm going to be illustrating this scripture through the life and witness of Lise Baxter, a good friend and the wife of my ministry colleague, Neil Baxter. And I want to just mention a couple of scriptures that she reflected on that were meaningful to us as we remembered her. Lise wrote a number of devotional books over her life, 8 in total, and the last one our church in Rockland was able to help her publish. And from one of those books, she writes, on Genesis 26:24, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not be afraid, I am with you. And she prays like this, Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your assurance that you are with us. You command us not to be afraid. How can we fear when we know you are with us? Yet at times we fail to accept your promises. We are weak, but you are strong. Lord, help us to remember your promise. Do not be afraid. I am with you. Amen. So we're going to look further at some of these reflections and the testimony of Lise's life. But first, let's listen to one of her favorite hymns, which was sung at Lise's funeral. This is also a favorite song of the sponsors of today's broadcast. And this time it's sung by Mark Schultz, and the song is Blessed Assurance from his album Hymns.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Spirit washing his blood. This is my story.
My friend Lise was a woman of great faith, and she had a ministry of spiritual direction, teaching people to draw near to God through scriptural prayer. She was 80 years old when she passed away and married to her childhood sweetheart. They had been going, Neil and her had been going steady when they were 16 years old. Lise had a gift of making things simple and joyful. It was appropriate that right after her grandchildren had spoken about her influence on their lives, we were able to share this from her book, Finding God's Hand in Daily Life. She says, "Last night I was looking for a new journal, and what was on the front cover was, 'I command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord is with you wherever you go.' I was looking for this new journal to give to our granddaughter, Megan Marie, who is 16. Megan was reaffirming her faith in God. I believe it took a lot of strength and courage for her to stand in front of the congregation and family and declare publicly her faith in Jesus Christ. We do thank the Lord for each of our 10 grandchildren. Every night, Neil and I pray and ask God to protect and guard each one of them, that he may bring each one closer to him and that they may feel his love and presence in their lives." You may get the feeling that Lise was a person who was full of thanksgiving and full of prayer towards God, and that would be the exact right impression. When I was a young Christian, I heard a story from the Tales of the Desert Fathers. The Desert Fathers were early Christians who lived in wilderness areas, apart from everyone else, to focus on God's Spirit and God's Word. And this is the story I heard way back then. It was about a young novice who had just been entered into the order of the Desert Fathers, and he was given a task to do. He was told to take the pit of a fruit and walk a half day's journey out into the arid wilderness and plant that pit in the ground and pour a great jug of water onto it, and then walk the half day's journey back to the residence. And he was told each day to repeat this, to go out and water that, to carry a great big jug of water out half a day's journey, water that seed, and return. After years, how many years does it take for a tree to grow up and to bear fruit? It can take 5 or 6 years for some of the trees I'm familiar with. After a period of years, finally the tree budded and bloomed, and a fruit ripened upon it. And I don't imagine it was a great harvest of fruit. In fact, I'm told he brought back a single fruit from that tree, finally, after all these years of this labor. And when he got back, his teacher told him, "Take a bite of that fruit." And he bit into the juicy, luscious fruit. And his teacher said, "That, my son, is the fruit of faithfulness." When you look at somebody whose life has been a tremendous witness to God, you do see the fruit of faithfulness. When some people age and go on in years, they just become more and more luminous. And that's the word that I would use to describe my friend Lise. The light of Christ shone out from her. And when her family and friends described her influence, the scripture from Galatians chapter 5:22 came to mind. "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Everybody agreed that those were the characteristics we saw in Lise. And how did those characteristics come to be? They came about because of her journey with Jesus Christ. They are the fruit of the Spirit, and they grow and mature as our faith grows and matures. How much is the fruit of the Spirit growing in our lives? Is it possible for us to be filled with the fruit of the Spirit, to bear that fruit, and to bring the delight of that joyfulness, peace, gentleness, patience, bring the delight of that to others? The reason I'm telling you about Lise's life is not just to be sentimental, but because she has shown just how very much the truth of these promises of God is real. That in her life, living simply, writing simply, teaching simply, she demonstrated that she was able to spend great time with the Lord. And not only that, she was able to help scores of other people experience that closeness and intimacy with God for herself. Now, these truths are so important to us, and I do believe that we ought to continue to pursue them, but we'll do so after listening to Glenn Campbell singing another favorite hymn, Standing on the Promises of God My Savior. And this is from his album, The Inspirational Collection, and please listen to it with me.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory to the highest, I will shout and I'll sing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior. I'm standing on the promises of God. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, and by the living word of God I shall prevail. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Listen to this meditation on the scripture from Numbers 23, 18 to 19. This concerns the man Balaam. Balaam uttered this prophecy, "Come, Balak, son of Zippor, and listen to what I have to say. God is not like men who lie. He is not a human that changes his mind. Whatever he promises, he does. He speaks, and it is done." And Lees wrote, "Thank you for the reassurance that God is not a human who changes his mind. Whatever he promises, he does. I needed to hear this, Lord. It brings great comfort to know that we can depend on your promises. I knew this, Lord. I just needed to hear it again. Praise you, Lord." Now, God has given a number of promises. He has promised us that he will always be with us, that if we've put our trust in Jesus Christ, then we will always have his presence. We can always count on him. To trust Jesus is to trust his promises. And the life that Lees Baxter lived is a life that God wants for all of us, a life drawing near to God, a life sharing his joy with others, a life doing his will, a life enjoying his presence. Is it possible for you and I to have that kind of life? The Word of God says it is, and so does the testimony of so many witnesses. And it's not so much that you should do this, although of course you should. This is the purpose of life. But the thing is, what's far more persuasive is just the fact that we can do this, that we've seen in people like Lee's, and you've seen them in your life. You've seen those people that have been filled with God's grace, filled with God's joy, filled with God's peace. And there is in us such a great desire to share in that kind of a life. If we could have joy in walking closer and in walking in a closer and fuller, more secure fellowship with God, why would we pursue anything else? This journey begins with trusting Jesus. It begins with knowing God in Jesus Christ. Because we can't be certain if we only have a vague idea of who God is. Or if we take the signs from nature and purely try to understand God from general revelation of creation. Because we see that sometimes nature is beautiful, sometimes nature is harsh. What is the truth about God? In Jesus Christ, we see that God, in both his firmness and in his grace, is always working for our good. He's always seeking our redemption. He's always looking to include us in his family. We know from Jesus Christ that God doesn't waver. We know that he isn't one way one day and a different thing the other day, the next day. We know that we can trust him because Jesus Christ has proven so trustworthy. So trust in Jesus. Learn from him. Lean on him. You know, I suppose that leaning on Jesus could seem like a risky thing. There are times when I look at a bridge that I need to cross, and I wonder whether I can trust to walk across it. Or I look at some old chair, and I'm not sure whether I should sit down on it and whether it will hold my weight. But when we pay attention to who Jesus is, we know that we can lean on him. We can know that he will support us in everything. So trust him, and in leaning on him, pursue him. Pray to him. Look at the scriptures and give thanks to God for the promises. Give thanks to God for the message of his faithfulness. Give thanks for the example that he sets. We had the pleasure of publishing Lisa's last book, and it is available on the rocklandchurch.ca website, and it can be downloaded for free. And I hope that you look for it there if you want to get some examples of how every scripture can be turned into a prayer of thanks and devotion and commitment. It's a beautiful lesson in life. Over the years, we can grow in faith. Over the years, we can grow in peace. It may seem like a long journey when it starts, and it may sometimes seem little progress is made, but God promises to bring to completion the work that he's begun in us. You know, I told the congregation, as I tell my bus, school bus students, at this time of year, the school bus students are just getting ready for exams. And I tell them, you know, it's never too early to start studying, and it's never too late to start cramming. Maybe you've been putting off a decision about trusting Jesus. Maybe you really haven't dedicated the early years of your life to drawing close to him. It's not too late. Jesus tells the parable about some workers who were standing waiting to be hired. And in the morning, some of them were hired by the landowner, and they worked through the day, and they earned their daily wage. But some were not hired until late in the day, some even at the 11th hour. And when they came to be paid, the landowner had them line up first. And in spite of the fact that they'd come so late in the day, he gave them a full day's wages. And while the other workers were appalled that he should give these people a full day's wages and not give them some bonus, he said, I gave you what I promised. You have enough. And they also now have enough. Now, would you rather stand around in the courtyard waiting till the end of the day to get hired, worrying whether there'd actually be work for you, whether there'd be a place for you? Or would you rather start now and start leaning on God's promises and finding his sufficiency and support here and now, not just in some future date? Well, we can start now. Whatever age we are, whatever state we're in, we can lean on Jesus. Well, I'm going to bring this message to a close. I do want to share one more thought from Lisa's meditations. In Luke chapter 11, 33, Jesus said, "No one lights a lamp and then hides it or puts it under a bowl. Instead, it is put on a lampstand so that people may see the light as they come in." Lise declared this about this scripture. She said, "My ultimate purpose is to help others see and experience God's hand in their everyday lives, and then share these experiences with others so they in turn learn to share with others their experience of God, and so on. Dear Heavenly Father, may you help each one of us to share the light of your love and your presence in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen." This seems like a very fitting prayer to end today's meditation, and I do hope that you will take it to heart and that God will work through it as well. So once again, I do want to thank you, our listeners, for your encouragement and support. We do thank you because you keep us on the air week by week. I want to encourage you to support our ministry financially. Once again, thank you so much to our sponsors, Clifford and Alice Miller. Did you know that the Good News Ministry has only one major cost? The four hosts, Brent Russett, George Sinclair, Juliet Schimpf, and myself, are volunteers, and so are the people who manage our website, organize our events, and operate our board. Your gift can help us continue to meet that one vital expense, the cost of broadcasting, which enables us to reach you and over 7,000 listeners in the Ottawa River Valley. And if you're one of those people listening to the broadcast worldwide, listening on the internet, you know how valuable it is to hear the gospel and to hear the message of the word explained. Would you consider donating to support Good News Christian Fellowship? It would really help us to continue in reaching you and people like you throughout the globe. If you can make a check payable to Good News Christian Ministries, you need only send it to Post Office Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. And we can send a Canadian income tax receipt at income tax time. I also want to encourage you to tell others about this program. Now, can I just encourage you to worship in a church, a gathering of God's people where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve? To conclude the program, I'd like to have you listen to one more song. This song is a joyful song that was also a favorite of Lee's. This is the day, and this version is sung by Maranatha Music from the top 25 worship songs of the 1990s. I do pray that the Lord will hold your heart and you will know Jesus personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart, and may the Heavenly Father surround you with his constant, abiding, and accompanying love.
News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFR.